All right, folks, we are back, and we are back for another edition. We are back better than ever. As always, we got the big man, Vince. Boys, how we doing?
Good. Very good. Getting ready for golf season. Let's go with the weather the last couple of days.
Yeah, how about it? You're back out in the garage, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's not bad out here. It's nice.
My truck's at 70 degrees when I left school on, like, Thursday. It got down to 65 quickly, but I would say we're having fake spring, but like it's going to be 60 next weekend too. So
yes, that's a perfect word for it is fake spring. Cause then,
well, he didn't see his shadow. So let's go.
Oh,
we watched that at school. Now it was a treat today. You know, by the time we get to school, the whole deal is over with. So there's a clip about 2 hours Associated Press, and I'll show the kids some of the music festival stuff they have a little later on. My favorite thing is walking in all of like the grand judges or whatever they're called and the nicknames they have, Icebreaker, Lane Thunder. It's just like it is comical to watch, but it's a stress-free like 45 minutes for me. Beautiful.
I love Groundhog Day. Isn't every day stress-free for you? I mean,
whatever.
4 months from the year.
I mean, I always thought the Groundhog Day thing was just like comical. Like never really understood it, but like, you know, it's like tradition. Yeah, there's like a parade behind it. And
Of course. But then like later in the day in our science, we went through like, can animals actually like predict the weather and how dogs can maybe like act a little differently, like when a storm's coming. So like we talk about how that's like a legend that's passed down. It's fun. It's something in nature to explain why something happens. And then we relate it back to science later on in the day. Like the hours I take to plan a lesson, man, it's just mind boggling.
Yeah, I'm sure you're swamped,
but I like what I do.
I believe in all that stuff. We're not going to get into it because we could be in here for an hour talking about how dogs could smell rain from a mile away. But no, all good things. Did we catch any of the farmers last week? Pavin, little recap here. Pavin won that. Obviously today we had the round two of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Did we catch any of the farmers last week though?
Not really. I remember watching it last year and enjoying the Saturday finish, but this year it was just like, I guess it must've been like the leaderboard, not interested in that much. And then how it fell Saturday night, I had a soccer game and then we went to a restaurant afterwards. They had it on. So I got to see him win on the 18th hole, but like I just had no interest in watching it. But as far as this week goes, I've been watching a little bit of it. It's just like the courses look beautiful, but I just keep on going back to that tweet that was last week about what they're talking about charging $1,000 a round in 2025 for Pebble Beach. It's just like I mean it's gorgeous out there watching it on TV, but I can't justify spending $1,000. But it's been some good golf the last 2 days though, to be honest with you. It's been enjoyable to watch for sure.
And I did watch a little bit of the golf last weekend, just, you know, hearing about how he has battled the yips in like the past and like almost quit golf. And, you know, I do battle the shanks from like time to time. It's crazy. Like I can think them into like existence. I almost have to like mentally totally block it out. But there's just like certain times where like I grip the club, it feels like slightly off and I get it in your head. Like it is dangerous. And I always feel for someone that I see like that hits one or hear about guys on tour, even stuff like that. So, you know, just hearing that kind of story always gives me like hope for myself.
Oh yeah. The yips are a real deal, man.
For sure.
It's hard to get out of, you know, even the great Eldrick. Remember when he had the yips years back where he literally couldn't chip. But yeah, to your guys' point, I don't think any of the farmers, and I'll agree with Rob. I think it had to do with the leaderboard. Today I caught a little bit of the Pro-Am, probably a couple hours before dinner, which was great. I'm hoping this Pro-Am will be a good finish to what already is a good start to the tournament. I saw Josh Allen got the better half of Tom Brady today, which was pretty cool to see. He said,
"Did Brady tap the ball today?"
No, I didn't see that, but Josh Allen was saying pretty much everything that's ever transpired between him and Brady over the last years, anything to do with sports or competition, he's literally lost in everything. So today was the first time he actually clipped him.
Yeah, that good little banter you. Yesterday. Yeah, that banter yesterday between getting strokes, wanting more strokes was pretty good. But I was listening to Shotgun Start this morning, and Andy was talking about how I forgot what hole they're set up on for the par three with the hospitality tents, but he said it was great yesterday because paraphrasing, but they were sitting there gambling because there was odds on you know, the celebrities to hit the green and who or would get up and down. So I mean, it sounds fun. I mean, with the 80 guys out there and everything like that. So, but hopefully it's a good finish. Hopefully they can play Sunday with the weather coming in. Hopefully it's not a Monday finish.
Now, the wind was pretty bad Friday, though, right?
It was brutal. No, that was Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Okay. Because I caught a little bit of that, just like it was like a Twitter thing. And just, you know, that wind gets howling on that course and it could be nasty for sure.
Yeah. I mean, like I get it. They're out there. They're trying to enjoy it. But like, it's so hard for me not to think about like going out there and that's what I would be dealt, you know, right. Or like Rob, when he goes to the Bandon, like I literally have nightmares about that stuff. But I guess if you're out there, you know, there's nothing you could really do about it besides just enjoy your time. But it was brutal, man. I saw, I think it was Josh Allen again. He had a 7-foot putt. It like it was on the low side, but then it just kept going and it rolled like 15 feet away. Those conditions are nasty, but yeah, nonetheless, good start. Hopefully we had a good finish here. We got to jump right into what's new in 2024.
You know what? Actually, can we just have a moment of silence today for Chubbs Peterson?
Should we raise a hand? Chubbs, that's a great call. Rip. Carl Weathers / Chubbs, one of the greatest, probably, greatest caddies of all time. Obviously, he was in other movies, Rocky, Predator, so forth and so on. He was also an NFL linebacker. But yeah, shout out Chubbs. We're going to jump right into what's new in 2024 part two. And we're going to start with a monster elephant in the room, the membership fee. Let's start over. So the membership fee this year is $400, not $350 as reported. It is $350 during early bird registration, but standard member registration fee this year will be $400. Again, I was mathing and I wasn't mathing well, and that's why I typically don't math. So again, early bird registration, 3/1 through 3/15 is $50 off that $400, so that gets you to $350. Just want to report that. We apologize, but there's a lot going on with the different tours and the different pricing in CDJ and in the state associations. That's our bad. We fudged that up for the same reasons, though. We had to raise it because of, you know, the payouts and to cover cost. Moving on. The first bomb, our switch from LBK to Blue Golf scoring software. Blue Golf is a branded app. It's a one-stop shop with all the bells and whistles. It's something that Rob and I have always wanted, and we thought it was necessary with the recent expansion. So we thought it was time. We probably could have, you know, got away with using LBK for a couple more years, but Rob and I basically sat down and said, "Hey, if we're gonna tear the Band-Aid off, let's tear it off now. Let's just do it. The branded app is the way to go. It's much more cleaner." To Vince's point, I think a couple of weeks back, kind of jumping back between the websites is a little bit cumbersome. So now it's all going to be in one place. Sure, you'll still have to visit the member website, the CGT member website for resources, but mainly everything will be encapsulated in the Blue Golf CGT branded app. So that is huge. That's been a huge ask. Boys, what do we think about that?
I'm excited about the app for sure. Especially that it's, you know, responsive and not like the website that we have, you know, so it's going to be great, easier for the guys, you know. Blue Golf, a lot of people use it already for GPS and all that stuff like that. So I think it's going to work out well for everybody. And I'm excited to see how everybody, I think it's going to be a lot easier for guys to get their scores in right away and keep track of everything and just have it all at your fingertips for your phone.
Yeah, I mean, like one, I mean, I can handle an app for pretty much anything. Mm-hmm. Like once I got to open up the old Safari app, then like all bets are off. I can like get things completed. So if I can do it, everyone else can do it as well.
There you go. That's coming from the tech savvy Vince over there. In addition to Blue Golf, here's another bomb. All of the rest of these, by the way, all of part two is straight up bombs. In addition to Blue Golf, we are adding Cap Patrol, and that's CAP Patrol. And some of you are probably saying, well, what the hell is Cap Patrol? It's a handicap committee management and peer review system. It's a patented app that tracks 43 different criteria points of each player, looks at potential ability in recent play in tournament rounds, variance in home and away rounds, the disparity in casual versus competitive play, placement in tournaments, how many times you made the podium. They have some notable features like, you know, their scores are directly pulled through CDGA. So when you guys post in Blue Golf and then post on your CDGA account, it will pull strictly from that. There's also a sandbagger alert board. There's betting. There's all sorts of stuff. But that's just in addition to Blue Golf. Obviously, our main focus is Blue Golf. Cap Patrol does have an app, but that will be entirely up to you guys if you guys want to go in and utilize those features. It's more so to oversee our handicap committee and to supply our committee with data. Moving on, the 2023 Ryder Cup that was postponed this past fall is now going to be March 30th. We're also going to use that as the 2024 meet and greet. So the 36 members that made the Ryder Cup team this past season, all of those guys are still going to be invited. Obviously, we'll still use Next Man Up if somebody's not playing again this year. So we will have 36 players. That's going to be at X Golf in Downers. And again, it's going to be a meet and greet for the 2024 season. So anybody that essentially registers prior to 3:30 will send out info for that night. It's a Saturday. It's also when March Madness is going on. So there's going to be a ton of games. It's going to be a hell of a time. Come on out. So save the date, March 30th, or Ryder Cup / meet and greet, and we'll send more info on that. That's going to be a huge one. Hopefully, we can get a really good crowd there. All right, and for the last bomb, it is the biggest. It's the most important, and that's for one reason, because it's never been done before in the 5 years of the CGT. First time in history, all tours will come together and play in one overall CGT championship. That's going to be held at Arrowhead GC on 9:30. Essentially, what's going to happen is all three tours will play 18 holes of championship play, and then the top X will qualify to play in a horse race. And then in that horse race, we will determine who is going to be the overall winner from each flight. And again, that is CGT tour wide. What do we think about that, fellas?
I'm pretty stoked, man. That sounds like a great idea. You know, I think it's cool. You know, we talk about being a golf community and, you know, wanting to bring guys together, and having the three tours, you know, being separate is cool. And, you know, you get to meet people, but on that championship day and making an overall championship for Chicago Golf Tour flight wise, I think guys will just love it. Right. Talk about, you know, we love those championship days where people, you know, have those nerves and everything. Well, how about having those nerves with the two other tours playing the same time with you? So I'm pretty excited about that.
I mean, this is going to be like a slobber knocker. It's like the Royal Rumble, where you've got to go through like 18 holes of golf, and then you can maybe move on to the horse race in order to win the thing and get paid out. Like, yep. It's going to be like the longest day of golf. Like, you better pack lunch and like be ready to play, because like it's a pretty cool idea where it's not going to be for the faint of heart.
So. No. And to your point, I mean, you have to bring your game that day. Like, there's no just getting through that thing.
You know, there's no hiding in a horse race if you played it. No. Like, no. If you get that far, like, you better make sure that you're ready to move on to like the finals. You might, when you're playing in like a foursome, okay. But when you're out there, like if you've played in one, like pack a lunch, pal.
Yeah, you might want to pack an extra set of draws as well, because playing in a horse
race. Hold off on that drinking a little bit, yeah, too.
Horse races, it's no joke, man. When you got, you know, in this case, hopefully there's 80-plus guys standing around watching, you know, the top X. There's some serious nerves there. And again, there's no hiding in that. And that's kind of what we want. We want, you know, to eventually have the best overall flight winners of the entire CGTY. So
I hope there's some shit talking during the season too with you know, the West is better than the North or the South is better than the West, you know, with this whole situation. So I think it's gonna Slack should be a little chippy this year, I think.
1,000%. Also, that will fuel future Ryder Cups as well.
Sure.
Yeah. But nonetheless, great episode. We're actually gonna dive right into the other tour directors in their interviews. So let's jump over to there. All right, folks, welcome back. As we mentioned, we have all of the tour directors from all of the tours in expansion, the Sun Valley Golf Tour, the Milwaukee Golf Tour, and the Indy Golf Tour. We're going to go through right now and meet some of these fine gentlemen. And we will start with the Sun Valley Golf Tour. We have Mr. Mike Riley. Mike, how are we doing?
Doing great. How are you guys? Appreciate you having us. It's good to be here, but definitely excited to get Sun Valley Golf Tour started in 2024. We got a hell of a schedule for you guys, and we're definitely looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And Mike, you just moved out to Arizona within the last year, is that correct?
Yeah, I moved out here in April, so we're about 9 months in now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Mike is originally a Chicago guy. You know, so he's the boots on the ground in Arizona. Obviously, nobody feels sorry for Mike right now because we're all, you know, in the cold winter months, and Mike probably played golf this morning. So, but yeah, we're happy to have you. Moving on to the Milwaukee Golf Tour, we have Mr. Brian Scholes. Brian actually was on the Southside Tour this past year and had heard about us. Brian, how we doing?
Doing great. I am in Chicago still. I have Brett Boyer, my co-tour director, who is my boots on the ground in Milwaukee. Him and I went to high school together, grew up playing some fantastic courses in Wisconsin. And when I heard you guys were expanding, I knew exactly where to expand to. So glad to bring Milwaukee to the tour, and you know, certainly excited for the schedule we've got pieced together here for this year.
Definitely. And as everybody knows, Wisconsin in general is a heavy hitter in the Midwest. Probably, if not more, or if not Wisconsin, you know, Michigan in terms of courses in the Midwest. I think Wisconsin, probably just because of the amount of offerings they have, some of the best golf in the country. And we're super excited about the Milwaukee Golf Tour. And then heading down south, the Indy Golf Tour, and we got Mr. AJ Stuckey and Peter Tumbas. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Dang, fantastic.
Pete. Go ahead, Pete. You can take the lead.
Well, yeah, I will go first. And so I am in North Carolina right now. My dad and uncle grew up in Valparaiso. Uncle is a IU grad. I spent 3 years working in Bloomington and felt fortunate to meet AJ through the wonders of golf Twitter, and then Tom, and proposed the idea of bringing Chicago down to Indianapolis after speaking with AJ, and Tom gave his blessing. And it's been an awesome journey the last couple of months, and I'm really looking forward to launching here in the next couple of weeks.
Awesome.
And I'm AJ Stuckey, and I've lived in Evansville, Indiana my whole life. Just an absolute golf nut. And when Pete reached out to me, I just thought it was, you know, most exciting chance I could get. Anything to do with golf, I'm in it. So yeah, we're really looking forward to the IGT this year. It's really fun looking, or getting to be able to see like all the behind the scenes stuff going on.
Absolutely. And AJ, you're the only caddy here. So a lot of guys like to get that insider knowledge. You're a caddy at where, Victoria?
Yeah, Victoria National.
Victoria National, beautiful course. So if anybody's listening, if you're in the area, make sure you guys reach out. Also, absolutely. AJ is a great follow on Twitter. plays a million courses, plays a ton of great courses. But this is the lineup, folks. This is the team. We actually are missing Brett, as Brian mentioned. But for the most part, this is it. This is the hybrid golf tour. And we're excited about all of the offerings and all of the schedules that are coming out here shortly. And, you know, look forward to many other cities coming on board in the near future. But for now, this is the team. We're solid and we're looking forward to it. So we thank you guys for coming on, and I'm sure we'll see you again shortly. All right, folks, we are back, and you just got to hear the first words from the tour directors of the Hybrid Golf Tour. Super cool that they were able to come on. I know Brett kind of got in there late. I wish he could have been on there, but all in all, good things are happening and we're excited.
Yeah, it's good to hear from the guys. They're working pretty hard, obviously, on the back end to start up their tours, and it's all good things, man. I can't wait to see Milwaukee, Arizona, and Indy get started. Arizona's already, you know, registration open, so, but their schedules, all three of them look freaking sick. Definitely want to make it up for maybe Lac La Belle for Wisconsin, for Milwaukee for sure. A little jealous on that one, but all good things for sure.
Yeah, and they got to meet Vince.
Yeah, it was good to meet those guys. It was. You guys probably badmouth me when I'm not around.
No, never.
I know.
We're gonna jump right in to the buy or sell. What did we like this week? What didn't we like? Big Rob, what are we doing this week?
I'm going back to the Travelers last week, or the Farmers. I'm selling the Saturday finish, man, and that leaderboard. It just was not exciting. I little disappointed, especially isn't this year's last year for the Farmers, or was it maybe next year's the last year? But either way, wasn't feeling that Saturday finish. Obviously, like we talked about, was the leaderboard, but I'm definitely selling that.
Good sell. Vince, how about you?
You know, I went into Costco the other day, and they just had these beautiful buffalo chicken sandwiches on, like, Hawaiian buns, whole ones. I mean, outstanding. Had a couple of those. You go down the aisle, the gal's pouring fresh pancakes, this huge thing of, like, maple syrup. And then I find out, and I'm selling, TaylorMade is suing Costco for their golf iron. And I see in that store, I see Costco selling TaylorMade umbrellas. So they're already in bed with Costco and they're suing them. And it just goes to, like, I kind of think, show in my own little world, that you can make this product and not sell it for, what, $1,300? You can sell it for $500. Now, I did read today that possibly the Costco irons don't have some kind of filler in the middle of them. Right. I know my golf spy brought that up. They're going to hack the club open and see.
Did
what
you
that
see it though? Did you see there? It cut open?
Yeah, I did not. No, did they actually do it?
Yeah. So it's the foam insert is definitely different. It's
okay.
It's not the same. I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, but I feel like the Kirkland, the foam is a lot thicker and bigger, like fills the whole cavity itself, where like TaylorMade is a lot smaller, thinner. So I don't know if that has to do anything with, I mean, so obviously the copyright. They're
skimping out on the phone, yet they're charging you so much more money. Now, I'm still going to hit the TaylorMade golf balls I have, but I'm selling TaylorMade in their lawsuit.
Okay. I coming from the Costco guy, I absolutely love that sell. Unbelievable. I am buying this week. I know I've been on a sell train.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, it's been a lot of selling for you, so let's hear it.
I think I had a couple buys here and there, but no, this week, you know who I'm buying? I'm buying Miss Angie. If you guys aren't familiar, I know I've bought Miss Rachel in the past. This week, I'm buying Miss Angie. Actually, Rob, your sister is in this music class as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I did a little, I dug a little research hole on Miss Angie. Miss Angie travels around and does Palos, Lockport, and provides music classes for all these, you know, different age groups, so forth and so on. It's just something to do, something to get your kids out and socialize and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I looked at it as just a money grab early on. Now having been through, I think, five classes, It's awesome. It's super beneficial. My daughter loves it. She has turned into this little star. She's very, normally she's pretty shy, but for some reason we think she's got like this music bug because she just comes out of her shell and starts to shine. So I appreciate Miss Angie for allowing her to do that. And it's great to see. It's super fun. So I'm buying Miss Angie this week.
You know, teachers pretty much live like this life of poverty. And we just give everything to the students in our classroom, whether it's like a school, music, PE, whatever it is. So big thumbs up to Miss Angie. You know, when it's like Teacher Appreciation Day, you know, just send her a little Starbucks gift card or, you know, a CGT beanie or a hat or something like that. And good for her.
I feel listen, like Rob.
I mean, I've seen the videos, and yes, Miss Angie's awesome. What Tom alluded to, my sister is in that class with her daughter Leah. I got this firsthand from Tom. Leah screaming, but also Lily belting out her music too. So, I mean, and all jokingly, teachers are great. Even you, Vince, I give you credit. You work hard. You just get a lot of days off. That's all I'm saying. That's where I'm going to leave that off at.
Well,
that's see, like, hey, the nicest thing you ever said to me. Thank you.
I don't. Right?
That. Literally. Right? Mean, I was, especially this early on, I was not expecting that. You know, the boys that come together and, you know, show appreciation. But here we are.
I mean, this pod's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's all about friendship and golf. So, you know, got to be cordial sometimes.
I love it. I love it. Speaking of, Vince, let's jump right into the top three. It's your top three this week. What do you got?
I mean, my mind's just racing after all of that there that Robert said. But I want to know, earlier in the week would have been Payne Stewart's birthday. He was my favorite golfer, along with him and Phil back in the day. And I know he tragically passed. Just a lot of really good moments. But I want to know, I want you to pick an athlete or a team and give us your top three moments of that athlete or team.
I love it.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, it's a very good one. Obviously, I'll start. I'm going to go three-hole, 90s Bulls. I know that's vague. We could even go Dynasty Bulls and make it a little bit shorter there. And I would just say the run that they had, you know, in, what was it, 95, 96, 97. We grew up watching it. MJ, you could probably even throw him in the mix. Or I could just say MJ and the Bulls in, you know, in that dynasty run. That would be my three-hole. Nostalgic. It was something. It's something I'll always remember. Number two, I would say the 05 White Sox. Winning the World Series. And I'm going to go with Scott Posednik's homer in the playoffs. Just electric. I mean, that whole run was insane. Obviously, Vince is shaking his head here.
No. I remember. So, I respect you. After all the nice things you guys have said about me the past, like, 5 minutes, I'm very respectful of what you say.
So, quick question, Tom. Talking about that, I remember where I was at Eastern when they won it and everything. Were you at Eastern there, or were you out by then?
05 White Sox. That would have been in the summer. I was long gone by then. I was probably roaming the halls of Moraine Valley at that point.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, or maybe Joliet Junior College. Who knows where I was at that point? But I was home in the area for it. But it was just, the run was insane. I mean, Western was crazy. The bars were nuts during that run. Even the Hawks run, like, that's something I'll always remember. And who knows, we might not ever see another, you know, World Series victory by the White Sox. So, and then number one, I would say Tiger's return and Tiger's win at the 19 Masters. Just electric. I mean, as Rob is kind of alluded to in the past, you know, whenever Tiger comes back, it's always, you know, he needs to knock the rust off. What can we expect from him? When he came back after that, what, second run or whatever, everybody said, this guy's done. He's never going to win again. And what did he do? He won the Masters in 2019. It was unbelievable. Nobody saw it coming besides Tiger, probably himself. But that would be my one hole.
And I was pulling hard for him. like at that point, like after he had all of his issues, I was like pro Tiger, like want to see him do well. And like, I just loved watching it on that Sunday. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, those are good ones. You took it a different way, Tom. I thought maybe I misunderstood it, but I'm going with just the same organization for all three here.
And that's what I was thinking, but like I
like Tom. I loved
you did that also. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
My bad.
No, all good. So I'm kind of playing off of Tom. I'm going with the Blackhawks. Like, we got to live in some good dynasties of Chicago sports. Right now, we're definitely not. But my three hole would be basically any playoff or final game for the Blackhawks during their, you know, the 2010, 13, and 15, like being in those bars or whatever you're doing, younger, the experience, it was great. It was just like awesome, especially when they won. It was crazy. That's when we were much younger, had no kids, less responsibilities. So that was always awesome. My number two would be when the Blackhawks played at Soldier Field against the Penguins. It was snowing. I got to be at that game, and that was just a freaking awesome experience. I think they won, what, like 5-1? But it was just an awesome night. Like, getting to experience that firsthand outside, watching some good hockey, it was great. And then my number one would be when they won in 2010, when Kaner hit that goal to win it, to win the whole thing against the Flyers, throwing up his hands, throwing those gloves up, and then trying to find the hockey puck to save it, you know, type deal, that whole thing. But, like, that was just a great experience, too. So,
yeah,
I would have to go with the Blackhawks.
Was that game at Soldier Field, was that the first Classic that was in Chicago?
No,
was it Wrigley?
Wrigley was the first one.
Was
it? I think what the one that was at Soldier, that was part of the, they call that the Coors series, right? That was six game. Yeah. But I didn't get to go to the one at Wrigley. But the Soldier Field one was awesome for sure.
Very nice.
So that's a really great list. And like I really had a hard time doing this, and I had a Blackhawks one. I just remember as a kid, like being down in the basement and my dad just kind of like working on different stuff and listening to Blackhawks on the radio because their games were not televised. And that was really the only way, like when I was a kid, to do that. He had to buy like Hawk Vision for the playoffs and all that stuff. But I went to the Chicago Cubs for mine. And the three hole, I'm going with game one of the National League Championship 2016. They're playing the Dodgers, very close game. And I was all done working, and I went across to Bernie's to get a beer and kind of just watch the game on the television there. The place was packed. So like, I just ordered a beer from like the fence there. You know, the girl brought it out to me. I'm standing on the street, you know, watching the game on the TV. And down Waveland, you can see, you know, the fire station and the bleachers. You just see beer being thrown in the air, this huge loud roar going up, and like we knew that something happened, but on the TV it's like a 5-second delay, and that was Montero's grand slam. And it was like Wrigley Field was like up for grabs, and like Bernie's there throwing stuff in the air. It was just like crazy, and like that was one of the moments, just like hair on your arm just sticks up. And then Fowler hits a home run like right after that, and just like I remember that, just that vision of like everyone celebrating, throwing the beer, like not knowing what's going on. Two hole is going to be when they clinch to go to the World Series. I did work that game also, and I just stayed in the house and kind of watched them finish things up and everything. And I FaceTimed my dad, and he was like super excited, like see everything. He was like, "Get closer to the field, get closer to the field." I'm like, "All right." So I kept on going closer and like worked my way pretty much up to the front row, and like just love seeing like the players jumping on the field and everything. And he calls me pretty much every game that I work, just kind of like talk about the game. So that was fun to kind of like experience that with him. But I go back to my very first Cubs game. My dad and my mom sometimes would both like take me out of school to go to a Cubs game. And my very first Cubs game, it was in September. Nolan Ryan started the game. They're playing the Astros. And the game was postponed. Do you want to take a guess why the game was postponed? And it was in like the 14th or 15th inning. Darkness.
Yeah, I was going to say.
When Wrigley Field did not have lights. Yeah. So the very first Cubs game that I went to, I never even like saw the finish. And I always tell people, like, at that point, I should have known something's up about being a Cup Saint. You go to your aim, you can't even see the thing be finished because it was too dark out. So the next day, the game was continued, and the losing pitcher of that game was a rookie. I think he made a pretty decent league, but it was Greg Maddux. So in my first game, I saw Nolan Ryan start the game, and then Greg Maddux came in to finish the game in a loss. But just like that first game with my parents, like I was kind of like walking to Wrigley Field probably about 50 times a year. And most days I kind of think of that day when I walk in there to work.
Very cool. Very cool, Vince. Fun fact. I don't know if I've mentioned this before. My mom's mom is a Cubs fan. And my mom, when she was like 15, 16, used to sling dogs at Wrigley.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Swear to God. Yeah, she would. And this is when they, you know, my mom grew up in Marquette Park. So like from 64th Street, she was taking a bus and a train to Wrigley to go sling dogs. I think she said she did it for a couple summers and then eventually got into nursing school. But yeah, we always, you know, hear stories, fun stories about, you know, when she was a kid heading up there. And back in the day, it was just, it was awesome up there. But,
And you know what? There was a time where I would choose to sell hot dogs over beer just because, like, when they were around like 225, 250, 275, a lot of people were like, here's $5 to keep it. So, like, I was making like more tips than like a lot of beer guys. And that's back when it was like all cash and you have to claim all those tips. Now, like, now where things are on the credit card, but hot dogs is a good business.
Speaking about the Cubs, what do you think about the Ricketts being part of that group, that the investment group for the PGA?
Yeah. Oh, really? Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like Ricketts like wanted to win the World Series, which he did, but not have like extended success with the ball club. But he wanted extended success for like the area around Wrigley Field, which it looks awesome. But like, I'm still disappointed that like Shohei Ohtani's not a Cup. Like that was a lot of money. So maybe don't do that. But like Cody Bellinger should be a Cup here already. But no one asks me, you know, what I think for these things. But I didn't know that. So
yeah, that's something we didn't discuss.
I've learned something. But like Ricketts wanted to buy like a soccer team and like all these other things, and it's like, either run the Cubs or sell them and then go do that. But I guess when you got that much money, you can do like multiple things.
Right. That's something we didn't discuss. That sports group injecting $3 billion into the PGA Tour. Pretty insane. A lot going on with that. We'll probably jump into that next episode.
Oh, and then the last thing, we should follow up on the AK, right? He's what I've seen is going to live in March, huh? Are you excited about that, boys, or no?
Did I call it?
Yeah, you called it.
I mean, well, here's the thing. Like, I'm assuming with the lawsuit out of the way, like he would be able to go back to his former employer. I don't know. Maybe not. Like we'd have to get a lawyer on that one, but
the whole thing about the investment group now is like, they're not going to be independent contractors, which is crazy, right? You know, cause they're all going to have equity into the tour. The newer tour, I should say.
Right.
So like, how does that play in all that now?
Well, it's for profit and it's, you know, it's going to be a money making machine. Also, what I think is more important, and I don't know how I forgot about this, but exactly what we talked about a few weeks ago, LIV is now implementing the shot by shot. I mean,
Instagram. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And here's why I love it is because, as we've seen, anything that LIV has done, the PGA Tour has copied. So you better believe the PGA Tour is probably going to do the same thing, which then it works out for all of us because obviously we're not LIV guys, but that's what I foresee happening. So that's why I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I was shocked that it was Google, to be honest with you. But I mean, awesome. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I mean, again, I hope the PGA Tour adapts something like that. you would think they have to, by allowing their competitor to have basically a red zone for golf. They're probably going to be like, all right, well, we need to do something, and we have a ton of money now to do it. So, you know, let's get somebody right on board. So hopefully that's the case. But again, another electric episode, a ton of info. I'm super excited about this year. A lot of new offerings. I think the CTT wide championship is going to be absolutely bananas. I think that's going to be a ton of fun. So I can't wait for that. But until next time, gentlemen, we'll see you in the fairway.
See you in the fairway.
See you boys in the fairway.
See you in the fairway.